For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. The Republican National Convention gets underway this evening in Tampa, Florida. For some insight on what to expect this week, we turn to WKU political science professor Scott Lasley. We should also disclose he is chairman of the Warren County Republican Party. Next week at this time, we'll be previewing the Democratic National Convention. Dr. Lasley, heading into the convention's polls are essentially dead even between President Obama and Governor Romney. Can we expect each side to see a bump in the polls? And if so, what kind of staying power do conventions typically have?
Well, usually it depends on a couple of things. In this case, what we've got developing with the conventions the last couple cycles is they've gone back-to-back weeks. So any bump for the first one is going to be pretty short, that you're not going to have a honeymoon period after the convention, because as soon as the Republicans are done in Tampa, the Democrats get the show going on in Charlotte. And so what you really probably get as much as anything is after these two conventions back-to-back, you kind of get a calibration and really a true, maybe not completely true, but more of a true signal at where this election is going to be for the last two-month sprint. That, you know, back in 1996, there was a little bit more gap. And so, you know, the one party, usually the out party, would have their convention and get a little bit of a run on it. It's usually not a permanent increase because the other party has a chance to basically rebut it. But there is a little bit of a surge. It's a good opportunity for the party to introduce its candidates. You know, most people, I don't think, have a real good sense of who Mitt Romney is as a person. They have maybe an idea of Mitt Romney, the politician, but there's an opportunity, if he's successful doing that, introducing himself to the people on a personal level, there could be a long-term bump or a recalibration of the race. If he's not successful, then, you know, you probably see more of the status quo.
Well, we know the role of conventions has changed over the years. They used to really matter, but Governor Romney accepting the GOP nomination this week, it's more of a formality. So what purpose do conventions serve now?
Well, they serve really a handful of purposes. You know, a lot of people question about whether how useful they are. I think that most political scientists probably come to the conclusion that there is probably some benefit to them. Technically, they are still where the presidential candidates do get nominated, that at this point, Mitt Romney's not the official nominee, Barack Obama's not the official nominee. So there is official business that takes place. But beyond that, you know, part of it's an opportunity for the most faithful of the party members to get together, and it's kind of a pep rally of sorts. It's a way to raise money for key causes, you know, and so it's like any convention of an organization in a lot of ways. You know, it's networking, it's building at that. So it serves to, I think, bring, for lack of a better word, the elite or the activists together and energize them to go back to their different states and get the work of the party done. But I think the other thing that's just as important is it really signals the beginning of the general election. Most Americans do not pay attention to presidential politics or any politics until, you know, the last month or two of a race. And so this is a good opportunity to sell yourself. You have the stage for 4 days. Now, one of the things that has happened, since a lot of news is not made at the convention, is the stage is smaller than it used to be. You know, last decade, they used to cover convention from gavel to gavel, that it was all on prime time. And particularly the networks have cut back on coverage. You know, there's still, you can debate whether or not conventions are worth the cost. They're pretty expensive affairs. There is a lot of pomp and circumstance, but there is, you know, still technically the way the nomination takes place. And there are some, you know, in terms of organizational building, things that are, I think, real positive.
Well, we know Florida is a must-win for Mitt Romney. What effect will there be from having the convention there?
Probably not a whole lot of effect in terms of hosting a convention. The Republicans have lost the home where they've held the convention at least the last 2 years, and maybe goes back even three election cycles. That, you know, in 2008 they held it in Minnesota, which was a state that they thought they could maybe win at some point. It turned out not to be super close there. New York, which they really never had a thought of winning in 2004. And I think it might have been in Philadelphia in 2000, you know, and I don't think George Bush won Pennsylvania in 2000. So it probably doesn't help a whole lot, that maybe energize certain segments. And if it's close enough, like in 2000, Florida was decided by, what, 527 votes. And so maybe along the margin, I mean, most states aren't decided that by that type of margin. But if you get in a super close race, But I would not expect a tremendous boost just because the convention's in Florida. And the other thing to keep in mind there is that there's some positives and there's some negatives. For example, one of the positives is the Republicans are able to emphasize Marco Rubio, who is one of the shining stars in the party. He'll be the individual that gets to introduce Mitt Romney if the schedule stays on course and goes as planned. On Thursday, he's scheduled to introduce or speak right before Romney accepts the nomination. So that's a positive mm-hmm. for Florida, kind of energizing folks. The downside is the governor down there is a Republican, Rick Scott, not very popular. And so you can't keep him off the stage. And so there's kind of some trade-offs based on the internal dynamics of the state. I mean, it's hard to not include the governor of the home state hosting the convention, but you certainly don't want to play that up right now because he is generally one of the least favorable viewed governors by his constituents.
It's interesting that two Kentuckians have prominent speaking roles on the opening night of the convention, Senator Rand Paul and congressional nominee Andy Barr, who, of course, is in a rematch with Democrat Ben Chandler over in the 6th District. The national GOP must have a good feeling about Barr's chances of winning the seat. They've also poured $500,000 into advertising for him.
You know, I think that any time you come that close to unseating an incumbent, as he did in 2010 against Ben Chandler, that it's going to be a high priority. You know, it's not one of those things that's a given, that what you find is most challengers that lose a close race do not win the next time around in the rematch. But what both parties do is they sit down, they come up with a list of, maybe 50, 80 races they think are competitive. Out of the 435 House races, about 300 are going to be completely non-competitive. Then you start ranking the rest. Which ones do you need to protect? Which ones do you need to do you have a chance to pick up? And so certainly this is one of the races that they think they have a chance to pick up. Not a lot of people are going to watch when he speaks at the convention, but it's certainly something that gets picked up statewide. They talk about it on the radio. They talk about it on TV. They talk about it in the newspaper. He gets to talk about it on his campaign. And so it's kind of a nice thing. Rand Paul is going to speak on Monday as well. The other thing that happens at the convention, not only do they nominate the candidate for 2012, but just in case, if you don't win in 2012, you start the jockeying for 2016. And so Senator Paul will certainly be on the list of folks that if things don't go as well for Republicans as they hope for this fall, certainly one of the names that are going to be bandied about there in the next couple of years as possible presidential candidates.
All right, Scott Lassley, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Lassley is a political science professor at WKU. Coming up next week at this time, we'll be previewing the Democratic National Convention. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.